The Reluctant Dom by Temper Dalton. Chapter 13. Seth kept his eyes on the road and not on Leah's short skirt. Fuck. This was the world's longest, weirdest, and simultaneously the best and worst dream possible. This couldn't be his new life, could it? When they pulled up outside the club, Seth threw the Lexus into park and stared at the sign. He felt Leah's eyes on him as he took a deep breath. He needed to do this. He'd promised. God, please don't let me fuck this up. He shut the car off and hopped out. He walked around, grabbed the duffel bag from the trunk, then opened the car door for her. She didn't move at first. He realized what he'd done. Fuck. I'm screwing up already. He held out his hand to her. She took it, pressing her lips to the back of his hand and casting her eyes down. Thank you, sir. It felt creepy and weird and good, all at the same time, hearing her talk to him like that. He'd promised. He had to do this for them. Let's go, Leah. She held his hand and walked close at his side, but let him lead the way. Inside the foyer, Seth nervously scanned the people there, looking for Tony. He spotted him talking with someone in a corner and held up his hand in greeting. Tony nodded, finished his conversation, and walked over. He took Seth's hand. Hey, Caden called me. He looked at Leah. How are you? Leah glanced up at Seth. For a second, he wondered what the hell was going on. Fuck. His second screw up. He nodded. She smiled at Tony. I'm okay. Thank you for asking. She was a good liar. He almost believed her. Would have, if he didn't know how much this was ripping her up inside. He gently stroked the back of her hand with his thumb, trying to comfort her. He wanted to pull her into his arms and hold her and let her cry on his shoulder. But that wasn't something she could probably ever do. If he wanted to help her, he needed to do what Caden told him to do. What she needed him to do. Tony guided him through the check-in and helped him sign up for a turn at the bench. In his mind, Seth tried to run through everything Caden had taught him, the list he'd memorized, the rules. He looked at Leah. Do you need to go to the bathroom? She nodded. He led her to the doorway, waited for her just outside. Never take your eyes off her. Unless she has to go to the bathroom. Never leave her alone. Never turn your back on her when she's bound. Always keep your eyes on her. Never let anyone else touch her unless it's an emergency and they're there trying to help you get her free. He patted his back pockets again, felt the Leatherman tool and the paramedic scissors. He'd clipped them to his belt when they started playing. Leah emerged from the bathroom, and this time he remembered to extend his hand to her. She took it without hesitation, pressing her lips to his flesh. Thank you, sir, she softly said. He led her back to Tony to talk. In a few minutes, it was their turn. Caden had told Seth he wouldn't make him memorize all the lines, that he would eventually learn them over time and come up with his own routine for her. But Seth wanted to do this for her as well as he could. He wanted this to be as right for her as he could make it. Not that he ever imagined he'd be as good at it as Caden. They stepped to their designated play area. Seth dropped the duffel bag at his feet, while Tony stood nearby, silently watching. Seth made the hand gesture, and Leah dropped to her knees in front of him, waiting. The dungeon monitor walked over and talked to Tony, then to Seth. Safe words? Seth nodded. Leah, tell him. She didn't look up. Green, yellow, red. Caden went easy on Seth tonight. He told Leah no ball gag, so that she could verbally reassure Seth throughout the scene. The DM nodded and stepped back. Have fun. You have 1 hour. He set up a timer that was on a nearby table for 60 minutes. It started counting down. Seth glanced at Tony. Tony nodded, stepped back, his arms crossed, watching. Seth looked down at Leah. "Tell me what you want, love," he said, hoping his voice sounded strong enough.
"I want to serve my master, sir."
"And how do you wish to do that?"
"However my master thinks is best, sir."
He so could not get used to her talking to him like this, but supposed he'd better.
"Do you want to feel the bite?"
Her skin flushed, the same way it did when she played with Cade.
"Yes, sir. I need to feel the bite."
Oh, fuck. He'd screwed up again. But she seemed to be okay with it.
"Prepare for me."
He knew his tone wasn't as firm and stern as Caden's, but he couldn't make himself talk like that to her. Not yet, at least. She stood and walked to the bench, undressed. Neatly folded her clothes and laid them nearby, as if stripping naked in front of a room full of strangers was an everyday occurrence. Then again it was, in a way, for her. Seth fumbled the buttons of his shirt because his fingers trembled. Fuck. He finally got it off and dropped it on a nearby chair. Somehow he didn't think he looked nearly as imposing as Cade did, despite his larger frame. Caden radiated a quiet, calm confidence and strength. Seth felt scared to death. He rummaged through the bag, feeling slow and stupid, when he couldn't find the fourth cuff. He finally located it and tipped his head to Tony, motioning him over for this part. Without speaking, Tony pointed, indicating the connection points. Seth secured her legs and arms to the bench, leaving her ass an open and prime target. Next, the rope. Caden had drilled the pattern into Seth's brain. He quickly secured her legs from knee to ankle, with the wrapping pattern. When he finished, Tony looked, examined Seth's work, and nodded. Seth spoke to Leah. "How does that feel, love?"
"Green, sir."
Tony nodded to Seth and stepped out of the way to the edge of the play area. Seth nervously studied her, noticing her breathing had quickened. Her entire body now flushed. She wiggled a little on the bench as if trying to rub herself. He knelt beside her head and dropped his voice, trying not to fuck this up. "Are you ready to feel the bite?" Her eyes were squeezed shut and she nodded, almost eagerly squirming against her bindings now. "Show me your hands." As much as she could, she lifted her hands, made several fists, and wiggled her fingers. He knew it wasn't as important now because he only had her in wrist cuffs, not arm ropes, but he needed to get a handle on this routine. He held her hands. "Squeeze." She squeezed hard. "Very good. Your feet?" He was more worried about her circulation down there because of the ropes. She wiggled her feet and toes, flexing them. He felt them, and they weren't any cooler than the rest of her body. He stepped back to the bag and dug out the flogger. 15, love. It felt strange calling her that, but it was part of the game, and he was determined to get that as right as possible for her.
For Caden.
15, sir, she repeated.
Count. He swung, admittedly not very hard the first time. She didn't even flinch.
1, sir.
Around the fifth swing, he finally found his stride. He took his time, frequently glancing at Tony, who nodded, but remained silent and out of the way. Leah counted every stroke, her voice deepening, tinged with arousal as the count rose. By the time he reached 15, she was squirming on the bench, and he was ashamed to realize he had a raging hard-on. He took a deep, steadying breath. "What is the count, love?"
"That was 15, she gasped. "Thank you."
"Where are we?"
"Green, sir," she immediately replied.
He checked her feet and hands, relieved to see she seemed okay. He stepped back. 15 more, love.
15, sir.
Count.
He saw the obvious effect this had on her. Wished he could drop his pants and fuck her silly right there. He paused between the 10th and 11th strokes, took a swig of water from one of the bottles they'd brought. Her ass looked pink. This flogger was one of the mildest in Cade's collection. Could barely bruise a tomato. He knew that was more for his peace of mind and to build his confidence than Leah's safety.
When Seth felt he'd regained control, he glanced at Tony, who nodded. Seth continued the set. At the end, he repeated the check-in. She was doing okay. A damn sight better than he was, from the looks of it. He dropped the flogger into the bag and took out the mild crop. Tony held up a finger. Seth stepped away from Leah and nodded. Tony stepped over, leaned in close to his ear. They need a hand upstairs for a minute. Will you be okay until I get back? Seth nodded. You can ask the DM to come get me if you need me. Don't hesitate to call the scene if you feel uncomfortable. She'll understand. Cade's trained her well. Seth nodded and waited until Tony left. There weren't many people watching them right now, maybe a dozen or so at a discreet distance. He tried to tune them out and returned to the scene. Stepping back to Leah, he caressed her ass, heard her responding sigh of pleasure. Where are we, love?
Green, sir,
she breathlessly replied. He nervously positioned himself, took a couple of practice swings that didn't make contact so he could adjust his aim. Five, love.
Five, sir.
Count. He knew he pulled his first stroke. He couldn't help it. This went against the very core fiber of his being. She almost sounded disappointed.
One, sir.
Grow a set, he thought. You have to do this right for them. He landed the second much harder, making her jump against the restraints.
Two, sir.
But she sounded relieved. He drew the set out, checking her at the end. Light red welts appeared in a few places, but her shaved pussy looked red and swollen. He dug into the bag and found the vibrator, slipped it into her, and quickly hooked up the straps. With the remote in his left hand, he firmly grasped the crop in his right. Set of 10, love.
10, sir.
Count. He nearly moaned at the sight of her hips jerking against each impact from the crop. His dick painfully throbbed as he heard the vibrator pulsing inside her. He was doing this to her. She kept count, barely, her voice moaning by the end of the set. He shut off the vibrator, but left it inside her. He knew she hadn't come yet, and was probably as horny as he was at this point. He bent over the bag to go for the next implement when he heard the man's voice. You need a little help there? He looked up. Baxter. Seth glanced at Leah, noticed she tensed and not in a good way. No, we're okay, thanks. Baxter walked over, standing entirely too close to Leah. She needs a lot more than this, you know. Caden's usually gone 30 on her with a single tail by this point. I could help you out. I'd love a chance to play with her. Seth stepped between him and Leah. I said no thanks. She needs a firm hand. You're barely making contact. I paddled my kids harder than you've used her. Seth fought his barely constrained rage. Back off. This guy had reproduced. Yeah. Baxter quickly stepped around him and leaned in to speak to Leah.
Where the fuck is the DM?
Leah, do you want a real dom to take care of you?
Enough!
An enraged voice ordered. Whose voice was that? Oh man, that's me, Seth thought. Get the fuck away from my slave. Baxter looked at him. She's not your anything. She's Caden's wife. Seth touched the end of the crop to Baxter's chest and shoved him away from Leah, who silently watched the drama unfold. Seth was barely aware of raised voices and someone calling for the DM to get their ass back there. She is my slave, Seth growled. He looked at her. Leah, who is your master? He barked. Stunned, she whispered.
You are, sir.
Who do you obey? He demanded. Her voice gained strength, but she still looked wide-eyed.
I obey only you tonight, sir, she answered.
Baxter started to say something else when Tony and the DM returned. What's going on? Tony demanded. Seth pointed the crop at Baxter. Keep that asshole the fuck away from my slave and out of my way. He heard the capital letters in his voice. Two other DMs showed up and escorted Baxter out of the building. Tony looked at Leah, then Seth. Seth knelt by Leah's head. Look at me. She did. Where are we, love? She didn't hesitate. Green, sir. She was his slave. He felt it in his core. He understood. He knew something had changed inside him. Even he could hear it in his voice.
Do you need to feel the bite?
He asked. He knew his voice sounded deeper, stronger, even though he wasn't quite sure how or why. She nodded, eagerly. Yes, sir. I need to feel the bite. His intention had been to switch to the strap next. Loud, but not any more severe than the mild crop. He rummaged through the bag, keeping an eye on her, while Tony and others silently watched from the sidelines. At the bottom of the bag, in the storage tube, holding another crop, Seth found the mild, springy switch. Not quite a cane. Far from the most severe in Caden's collection, but more severe than the strap or first crop he'd used. He planned on finishing everything out with a set of five from it, after spending more time with the other implements. Something told him they'd both need it now. Seth stepped back to her and lined up his strokes. Set of 10, love. She wiggled her ass. 10, sir. Count them off. He didn't pull back, and she gasped as the switch left a red stripe across her flesh.
1, sir,
she breathlessly whispered. He left the vibrator off and knew she desperately wanted to feel it buzzing. He also knew Cade was helping him out a lot by including it in the night's play. He'd seen Leah climax from play with Cade, but Cade had no problem going after the more tender areas with the whips and crops. Seth knew he was nowhere near that level of skill or confidence yet. Maybe one day. The thought that they would be playing like this long enough for there to be a one day made his dick throb even harder. He striped her ass and thighs, her desperate squirming setting something on fire deep within him. What the hell kind of sick freak was he? Here he was, whipping his terminally ill best friend's wife and wanting to fuck her brains out. And he'd been told it was okay to do it. And he wanted to do it. At the end of the set, Leah writhed against her bonds, wiggling her nicely red ass in the air. Seth caressed her flesh, marveling at the long, striped welts, the texture and heat of them on her skin. "Where are we, love?" he hoarsely asked. "Green, sir." He glanced at the timer. They had 20 minutes left. He checked her hands and feet again and knelt by her head. "Leah, look at me." Her eyes looked glazed under heavy lids. "Do you need to feel the bite?" She nodded, her eyes locked on his. I need to feel the bite, sir. I want you to come for me, love. Do you want to come for me? She eagerly nodded. I want to come for you, sir. He couldn't help it, knew it wasn't part of their routine, but he leaned in and gently kissed her lips. You will come for me, love. He returned to the end of the bench, set of 50, love. She shuddered, but in the way he knew meant she was close to the edge. Set of 50, sir. Count. He backed off the force of his swing, not enough to do more than add a mild sting. At the first stroke touched her flesh, Seth thumbed the button on the remote control, turning on the vibrator. Her body shook, but she maintained the count. By the time he hit 10, he knew she was almost there. He stepped up the force behind his strokes, alternating his angle, covering her flesh with a fine mesh pattern of stripes, careful not to break the skin. She came at 13. She came again at 27. Then one last climax at 45. Breathing heavy, he turned off the vibrator, returned the switch to the tube they carried them in, then took the vibrator out of her. She lay spent and limp across the bench. He knelt beside her and caressed her face, laying his palm along her cheek. She'd cried at some point, probably numerous times, but a slight smile caressed her face as she kissed his hand. How are we, love? He whispered. Green, sir, she murmured. He carefully untied her, gently rubbing her legs and arms, Seth held her tucked against him in his lap for a few minutes while she recovered. He kissed the top of her head, stroked his fingers down her spine, murmured soothing words to her. Then he offered her a bottle of water and told her to get dressed. He quickly put away their accessories in the duffel bag and, with instruction from the DM, wiped down the bench. As Leah dressed, Tony stepped in and nodded to Seth.
"You okay?"
Tony asked. Seth slowly buttoned his shirt. He felt drained, hornier than hell, and he couldn't identify the mystery emotion now bouncing through him. It damn sure hadn't been there when they'd started. "Yeah, I'm okay." Leah finished dressing and knelt in front of Seth. "Thank you, sir," she said, picking up the game again. He held out his hand and she took it, kissing it. He pulled her to her feet and kissed her. She froze for a second, but then returned it, with urgency. When he broke the kiss, their eyes met, and he couldn't help but say it. "I love you, Leah." The brightest of smiles curled her lips. He thought his heart would implode.
"I love you too, Seth."